The debtor makes a request to enter into the program by filing an initial pleading. It's called, amazingly enough, Initial Notice of Loan Modification Matter, and it's filed with the court, and it is served on everyone in the case. Anyone has the opportunity to object to that if they want to. If they don't object, and I think it's a 14-day objection period, if they don't object, then the debtor is in the loan modification program. There's not a court order that has to issue. There's no delay in the debtor being able to get into the program and start the process. If someone does object, however, then the court can handle that in whatever way the court deems to be appropriate. Probably, most likely, the court will schedule a hearing and hear from the objecting party. And then the court can say, yes, the debtor can enter into the loan modification program, or no, the debtor cannot. And the lenders and their representatives that I've spoken to are actually enthusiastic about people going into the program, and they don't really intend to object unless they perceive that the debtor is abusing the process in some way. The debtor's already made a loan mod request, you know, three times, and there has not been a change in circumstance. They might not agree under those circumstances. But if it's just your regular debtor trying to get a modification of their loan, then they're not planning to object. So I thought that was actually pretty good news. The responsibilities and the duties of each party, including the guys who run the portal, by the way, are set out in the program itself, as are the deadlines for the initial submission of information by the debtor, a deadline by which the lender has to make a decision about the loan modification request, and when information has to be requested from the debtor. And once you're past that deadline, if you haven't asked for it, you don't get it, unless the debtor just voluntarily gives it to you. The portal also contains what I think is a cool feature, and I kind of liken it to the common application for colleges. If you applied for college in my vintage, you know that everybody's college application was completely different, and you had to basically start all over again when you were applying. And now they have what's called the common application, which is the stuff that pretty much every college or university wants to know. You fill it out, and then there may be supplemental stuff you've got to submit. This works the same way. They have what I think of as the common application, the stuff that every lender is going to want to see, and it can be completed on the portal. You know, it requires the standard things that you would expect, a certain number of pay stubs, you know, tax returns. I think most lenders require like 2 years worth of tax returns, bank statements, those kinds of things, stuff that you would commonly expect your debtor would have to provide, but you can do all that on the portal. So it's all there. The issue, of course, one of the issues that was important to some of the judges I spoke to is we really don't want to hold up confirmation waiting to see whether the debtor gets a loan mod or not, completely understandable. And so we kind of solved that problem. Confirmation goes forward, and the debtor can propose a plan that requires the debtor to continue making their regular monthly mortgage payments, which would be through the trustee in a conduit situation or just directly in a non-conduit situation, but can allow the debtor to defer payments on any kind of arrearage to give the debtor the opportunity to go through the modification program, because a lot of times what happens is that those arrears get rolled up into whatever the modified loan is. So this gives the debtor kind of an economic break as they're going into the modification program. And what we found, what I've seen over and over again as trustee, is that debtors will fall behind on their house, and it's usually because they've had a loss in income or a health issue. That's usually it. And so when they are now back in commission and they now have regular income and that health issue has been resolved, they can pretty much pay that regular monthly mortgage payment. Most of them can. What they can't do is pay that plus pay $25,000 in arrears. That's where it becomes overwhelming when they try to address the arrearages. Now, there are some debtors that can't make their regular monthly mortgage payment, and they need the modification because of that. They need to get that lower just because they can't handle that regular monthly payment. So putting off the arrears is not going to solve their problem completely, but it's going to make it more manageable for a shorter period of time, and it might be a struggle to continue making that payment while they're in the loan mod program. But if they're successful and they do get that payment reduced, it may be what allows them to save their home. So after the lender reviews the submissions made by the debtor and asks for whatever additional information they think they need, the lender is going to give the debtor its decision on the portal. So the debtor is going to be aware of it as soon as the lender uploads the results.